All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, let's be dead honest here. If you'd told even the most diehard City fan 3 years back Rodri would beat both Haaland and Vinicius to the Ballon d'Or, they'd have told you to lay off the pre-match pints. No one saw this run coming 2 years ago, let alone after he blew his ACL last September. Come on.
Hold on. That's not even true. Mate, if you look at the underlying numbers from last season before the injury, he was top three in every single midfield metric across the top five leagues. Also, I got a source at Carrington who said United's scouting team flagged him as the clear favorite back in June, for real.
Oh, piss off with your Carrington source. I've seen this movie before. Your source is just some kid who sells meat pies outside the stadium, innit? Anyway, did you see the clip from that DAZN doc where he said he thought he'd never play again? Proper mad, that. Reminds me of that left back we played with for our Sunday Pub League side back in 2020. Bloke was never the same after his knee went.
You're acting like that's a surprise? ACL recovery rates for elite players in their late 20s are way lower than people think. Come on. But regardless, the real take here is what he said about Guardiola. Objectively speaking, the way Pep turns solid players into generational talents is unmatched. Even reports out of China, the latest stuff that dropped earlier today, said as much last week.
Unmatched my arse. What about Simeone? Rodri said himself Simeone gave him that nasty edge he has now, right? It is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone, arguing over this exact point, isn't it? You don't get that level of grit playing tiki-taka at City the whole time. No way.
Wait, no. Hang on. That's factually incorrect. Rodri only spent 2 seasons at Atletico. He had 5 seasons at City under Pep where he developed the tactical awareness that won him the Ballon d'Or. I mean, that's like crediting the bloke who taught you to ride a bike for you finishing the Tour de France, isn't it? That's the same as giving credit for a Michelin star meal to the guy who taught you how to boil an egg when you were 10. That's nonsense.
Nah, you're chatting absolute bollocks, mate. That grit is what makes him different from every other cookie-cutter Pep midfield robot. I'm telling you, if he never went to Atletico, he's just another Fernandinho copy. No Ballon d'Or, full stop.
Right? Want to put money on that then? I bet you 50 quid that if you asked Rodri tomorrow which coach had the bigger impact on his career, he says Guardiola. If I lose, I'll stop bringing up my Carrington source for a full month. Swear down. If you lose, you buy me away tickets to the next United City Derby.
That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.